This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week to go over the charts for all the people that listen to the DJV program, people that listen to the Countdown on the weekend. Millions of people are, and they're waiting, wasn't it? What was the name of that brokerage house? E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. So when Michael Harrison speaks, yeah, everybody listens. So we have the stories, the top ten, and the people list as well. We have been very, I think the word I'm using is galvanized by putting things together, because almost everything plays into something else, doesn't it? If you know,
yes, it all coagulates,
yeah,
it congeals,
yeah.
It's cohesive,
yes,
it's gelatin.
Yes. Yes, right. Putty in our hands,
yes,
if
yes.
You will.
It oozes through the cracks. It's the cork that
yes.
holds our bricks together.
Right.
Nonetheless,
coming to the top of the bottle.
Yeah. But it certainly has not been a slow news year.
No. In conversation on news.
It's been a heck of a year. This 2021's been a heck of a year. I mean, you got to say. But you know what I think? I'm starting to worry.
Are we at the end of the year already? We're doing the end of the year show for 2021?
We have enough stuff already in the first 2 weeks of this year to constitute certainly 12 months' worth of news during what we used to call normal times. We probably will never see that again in our lifetimes, but that's another story.
It's called the new normal, Michael.
I don't like that term.
Normal, I know.
The new normal.
What does that mean?
It's
nonsense.
I mean, there are a lot of terms. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I'm kind of into words, as you know. And boy, do we have so many new words. Here's a new word. I mean, the word's been around forever, but it suddenly pops up now many times per day. The word is foment.
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 Yes. Yeah, like what happens when you put bleach together with the with baking soda, it creates a foam, and this big thing
exactly.
blows up. And right.
So let's talk about the fomentation of the week per the airwaves of talk radio stations, just like the one that we're being carried on into our listeners' ear. At number 10, we have climate change, and that's tied with the Flint water scandal back in the news. At number 9, foreign affairs, and that includes stuff with China, Russia, and, of course, Iran, North Korea, and the whole, you know, all of our friends. At number 8, education tied with mental health. At number 7, here, this is new, U.S. history tied with constitutional law. Number 7, most talked about subjects on the talk radio.
Where's our pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman? We'll have to get him on later on the countdown to talk about that.
What have you noticed? I mean, you know, according to the Constitution, according to U.S. history,
they don't know what they're talking about. Yeah.
You know, at number 8, race relations. Race relations is one of the major cornerstones of this entire issue that we're living through. It's all tied together, as you pointed before. Race relations. Number 6. Number 5. The economy, obviously. Number 4. COVID-19. Number 3. Censorship in media and discussion about the First Amendment. Number 2, the Capitol attack aftermath and inauguration prep. And number 1, impeachment. The 10 most talked about people on the list, we have Rick Snyder, former governor of Michigan. Number 10, Xi Jinping, the current governor of China, president, dictator, man for life. Number 9. Number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg of Digital Power. Rudy Giuliani at 7. Number
Trump
6.
Says, I'm not paying you.
I know, he's taking out of that. Well, that's so typical.
You know, he didn't do the job. I've got impeached. It's his fault. No money for you, Rudy. Sue me.
Right. Step into the line.
I wish I could do a Trump imitation. These comics that, you know, go into, I can't do it. I sound like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I wonder why that. Number 6, we have Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, and Andy Biggs. names that come and go. Mm-hmm. Mike Pence at number 5, Joe Biden at number 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and the man of the year, Donald Trump, at number 1.
That's 4 years.
And that's it.
There you go. You know, there are a lot of people who think that once Trump goes, that'll be the end of all of this. And, you know, then there are the people that are wondering the whole focus on Trump and why it has been the way, you know, what motivated a lot of the people in the news media before Trump even got started to attack him the first day he was in office. Did he bring it on himself, or was it just
Certainly not. He didn't bring it on himself by having Sean Spicer come out and say it was the largest inauguration attendance of all time. And then yelling at them. Don't you remember? And admire the look on Spicer's face. How dare you stupid reporters question me?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to be on Dancing in the Stars with the Stars in 2 years.
I'm going to have my own TV show.
Right. I'll be on Newsmax.
All right. So speaking of that, and as we get into all of these volatile issues, last week on this program, you and I were talking about the hosts for some companies being told that they cannot talk about election fraud anymore because it wasn't true and they were forbidden to talk about it, you know, saying that the election was rigged, it was fraudulent, yada, yada, yada. And so the folks that work for this company or other companies that have done the same thing have apparently not abided by those rules. What do you think?
I think that the company is on record as having said it, and now they have the opportunity, if they need to one, say that they did put out a memo, two, that they are on record as being against it, and three, they thus have justification if they choose to fire these people. Doesn't mean mm-hmm. they will.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's hard to walk. No, I mean, one company, there are $35, $40 million worth of revenues that come from the talk radio program. So are you going to kiss off that kind of revenue?
Yeah. But well, I'm not so naive as to believe that these types of edicts are coming from some place of morality. I think they're coming from a place of trying to keep a business afloat in a very on very choppy waters with a lot of contentious polarization. And it's a very difficult time to navigate a company in the media through this. It's a very difficult time because no matter what you say, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, and you're going to anger a large segment of the population.
That's for sure, one way or another. But you're also going to solidify your base, sort of, if that's what your intention
is. That's a delicate dance. That's a very delicate dance.
In a moment, as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the plan to defeat the virus and fix the economy. The new president says he can do that. Can he? And what will we have to say about it? It's 14 after the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You know, this week has also been, when we're looking at all of these stories, the economy is number 5. And one of the things that drives the economy is technology. And one of the things every year that drives technology is the Consumer Electronics Show. And this year, a lot of people have not been able to pay attention to it because we've been focused on the other things, the COVID, the media, the impeachment. But what has not gone noticed by many is that 94% of all of the objects that are in focus at the CES this year, Michael, are made in China. 94% of everything on display.
Yep. Yeah, China's doing very well. As a matter of fact, their trade balances indicate that if we have, in fact, had a trade war with China, they won the war. They're mm-hmm. doing very well economically.
Well, they started this whole COVID thing. So what are we doing about it? Are we just running away from them? Are we ignoring them? What is the focus? You know, you wonder sometimes listening to some of these talk radio programs that we talk about that are so focused on Trump as the bad guy or Trump as the good guy. Who's focusing on China other than people like the Epoch Times?
I think there's a lot of focus on China. I think that it's wrong to think that the United States government and our economy in terms of the economic part of the government, our intelligence in terms of surveillance, in terms of security. Now, I think we're quite aware of the situation with China, but it has to be handled delicately because we're involved with them in relationships that are on many levels. And we can cut off our nose to spite our face if we just go about it haphazardly. But the danger of China, that's the big issue going forward. And I think it's gotten a lot of conversation. As evidenced by the fact that week after week it's on our chart. I got to point out something else. You know, what goes on talk radio, as important as it is and as much of a bellwether of American public opinion that it is, it's not the total focus of reality. Just because something is not talked about on this chart or may not even be on the radar of talk show hosts doesn't mean it's not happening somewhere within the government and somewhere within the real world. So, China and the U.S. and their relationship is the main foreign relations, foreign affairs story of our time.
So, speaking of stories, have you noticed that Joe Biden, as he prepares to take office, is doing things differently, taking a different strategy? Most people thought it would be Obama Part 2, but it doesn't seem to be going that way, does it?
No, it's not going that way, and people should wake up to the fact that Biden is a pragmatic politician who reads the tea leaves and follows the trends. And I do believe, and I'm not the only one, and a number of conservatives believe that he will run a centrist government.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think very much so. Very much in the middle, down the middle, and that helps bring people together, we can hope. 21 after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in
in the direction of your dream. Unless it's a bad dream. Then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, here we are back.
All right, we aren't quite back yet, but we're getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. So here we are, working our way through the story, working our way back to you. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, 1967, I think, right? I got to be pretty close to that.
It was when the Four Seasons were no longer the original Four Seasons. It was Frankie Valli and a bunch of new guys.
New guys. I know, it's very upsetting.
I used to root for the Four Seasons to have another number one hit when I was a kid.
As a disc jockey, you never played their music. I did. You played the avant-garde stuff.
For the most part, I was on the avant-garde side, but I went through periods where I did a little bit of that. But no, I was the biggest fan the Four Seasons had as a young person, very young.
Well, you were from New York. Did you ever go to the bowling alley that they were named for down in Jersey?
No, I didn't. I didn't like them that much.
Field trip. Oh, you didn't like them that much? Okay. All right. Anyway, that story would waste about 3 minutes of our time.
To start singing Walk Like a Man? Okay.
You can do that, yeah.
Good enough. Let's go. Let's get back to the show.
Cherry, baby. Joe Biden will not be able to drive a car after next week.
They're taking the keys away from him.
Remember, there was a whole thing when Clinton used to sneak out of the White House in a Mustang. I don't know. He had some kind of a disguise that he'd wear, and he wanted to go drive, and he'd take his old Mustang and drive around. And so Biden apparently likes to drive, and the rules don't allow the president to drive. That's just it. You can't drive. That's the end of the story. What do you do with that frustration if you really? And Biden is from our era, so we are the ones who really grew up on driving. As kids, it was part of our, American graffiti, all of that stuff. One wonders, it probably didn't bother Obama whatsoever. I don't think Trump did Trump ever drive? He was from New York. He probably never drove. Mm. But people who are from the suburbs and they like to drive, I don't know why I was thinking about that. It just came to my mind.
Now that you've pointed that out, I can't imagine why Biden would have run for president with that restriction placed over his life.
All right. Yeah. Why do you think Joe Biden ran?
I think Biden cares about doing something in his life that will leave him a legacy of being important. I think that he's always wanted to be president. Some of the ways along the way, for different reasons, he was once, an ambitious senator, and just like the rest. But I think at this point in Biden's life, I think he wants to do what's right. I think he wants to go out of this world a great man, and he certainly has an opportunity to do that.
I think he'll be quite a good president, actually, whether that's me being, you know, sometimes I look through the world, I look through the rose-colored glasses or I'm a Pollyanna, but I actually do think that he may be good enough to bring in, after all, look at his experiences in the Senate. He was one of the people, one of the mainstays for decades of bringing both sides together. He and McCain almost single-handedly fixed a lot of the problems between the parties that they had before the two of them were there. They grew up in the Senate together. They played, you know, wives, families, all of that stuff. And I'm betting that he can go back in there and find those relationships and fix a lot of stuff, regardless of whether there's 50-50 in there or not, regardless of some. The Senate's a whole lot different than the House is in terms of camaraderie. Don't you think? Really?
I think so.
History,
no, I think there's a big chance of that. The Senate is a different animal. It's 6 years as opposed to two. It's meant to be slow. It's meant to be stable. It just has a different role. And the framers really did a pretty good job of putting together the checks and balances and the way the government is laid out. You know, something, I mean, look at, you know, success is its own end. The United States government, under the Constitution of that we have, is the longest running republic in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we've done something right with these systems
and
this machine that we've created called, you know, the United States government.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's another machine that we've created, the usage of social media and all of the the elements that play into that. Certainly is a different, you know, the connection that we all have so quickly. We'll talk about that as we continue 28 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age and majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered a spot.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
The inauguration is Wednesday, January 20th. The Senate Intelligence Committee announced late Thursday that it will postpone Friday's confirmation hearing for President-elect Joe Biden's pick to be the next director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines. She was supposed to be the first pick for Biden's cabinet. Instead, Haines joins a number of other national security picks still awaiting their chance to appear on Capitol Hill. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capitol. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The top 10 stories, the top 10 people, not necessarily in any order, as some of my friends are happy to point out. So here we are, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at the ready for the charts. This week, it's the second full week of January, the 11th to the 15th. One of the things on the countdown, mental health issues. Number 8, watching the Capitol riot footage, according to many, is traumatizing. As a matter of fact, I had a shrink on earlier this week who was talking about how it traumatizes your system, looking at all of this, the angst, the anger, the craziness. What do you think, Michael?
I think that when I was watching last Wednesday, a week and a half ago, the insurrection, I actually felt hormones or chemicals in my body changing my readings. I could feel my blood pressure go up. I could feel chills. You know what I'm talking about? You could actually feel physical changes in your body, which really doesn't happen to me that often. I mean, I'm kind of used to following the news and seeing things that are pretty wild.
Have a visceral effect on you.
But I actually had a physical reaction watching it, and I noted it. In other words, I was saying, oh, my God. I can actually feel my heart pounding. I could feel, you know, the blood coursing through my veins. So, yeah, I that was traumatic.
Mm-hmm. The when you, you know, you think about all of the stuff we've churned through these 10 stories and the insulated stuff that goes with it, ancillary, excuse me, and I keep coming back around to the two the things going on in Washington and the things going on with our health and well-being, i.e. COVID, which is number four. You know, Moderna has been requesting, trying to find more people to be volunteers. They're upping the game, if you will. They've changed the vaccine a little bit, and they have a new vaccine trial for the next version of the COVID vaccine from them, and they can't find young volunteers. They can't find people, you know, because they try to do it in all age ranges to understand and to report to the FDA what is it that's going to happen if you're 20 and you get the shot, if you're 40 you get the shot, if you're 80 and you get the shot. And so they have to prove all of that stuff, and they can't find people to take the test. One wonders why that is. People are afraid. You know, a lot of the black community said, I'm not taking this shot, because they've been abused pretty much by the system over the history of their living in America. So where the heck does this go? We're touting this stuff, the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine that came to the surface this week. But you got to have enough people to test it, and they're not getting enough volunteers.
That's funny. I didn't know that. I hadn't followed that story. Maybe do they pay them, or are they just volunteers?
Well, sometimes they give them a stipend, you know, $300, $500 sometimes. Because when you think about it, maybe when you thought about it, if you don't know what's going to happen to you, and somebody says, I'll give you a couple hundred bucks, we're going to stick this needle in your arm, and we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to volunteer for that myself. What about you?
I don't know. They're all types. I mean, we're talking about the same substance that people are cutting in line, to use a phrase, to get. I mean, I have people calling me, you know, hey, guess what? I've got the vaccination. Like, okay, great. Tell me about it. So, I mean, this is something most people are concerned about. How do they get the vaccination, not how do they avoid it? So you think there'd be people that would want to get it tested just to be able to get it.
But you see, we have this herd mentality in our country. I've thought that I needed to get the vaccine because I want to travel, and I don't want to be prohibited from traveling because I don't have a card that says you've had the vaccine. But I also have looked at a report from a trauma surgeon who has treated thousands of COVID patients, and she says that if you take this stuff, your lungs could be worse. And if you don't, you could be worse. I mean, there's some people that are doing research on this, looking at pictures of lungs of people who've had a serious bout with COVID, and their lungs look worse than smokers' lungs.
Well, COVID can be devastating to the lungs, but you didn't say that the vaccine could do that to you. You're saying that the COVID can
do
that.
No, but people are confusing the information. There's so much stuff out there to absorb, and people are throwing their hands up because they would rather sit and watch an episode of Jeopardy than to figure out what's the best move for their health. Because it's, you know, and that goes back to what we were saying before. That's why all these things in the story list this week are so tied together. Mental health, I don't remember ever seeing that on the countdown list before in any form.
No, mental health has been it. We called it other things. The new thing on the survey this week is U.S. history and constitutional law. That came out of the blue, but we isolated it as a topic. Mental health has been big for a while in different terms.
So here's how that's a, you know,
we called it psychology.
I don't see the list until we do the program, so I don't know what's on the list. You prepare it, get it ready for the program.
I sometimes don't see it until right before, too.
The staff
puts it together. I do not. Yeah. I mean, you give the impression that I'm the guy that sits here and puts this together. I do not. This is the result of a team effort, and a lot of up and back goes on before it even gets to me, and I have my own list, and then I superimpose it over it, and a lot of thought goes into this.
So this business, the history aspect of this, because I was political science, history, speech, English major when I was in college, I've always had a fascination with the history of our country, the personalities and stuff. So I'm looking at what we have going for us now. Thinking back in history, you know, people say, that's the worst time in the history of America. Well, it really isn't. If you go back to when Franklin Roosevelt became president in 19, was elected in 32, became president in 33, and you look at what was going on, and compare the amount of money, you know, dollar for dollar, if you will, that is changing what was the money was spent in terms of value to what we are spending today. The New Deal makes what we've spent here already and what we're going to spend look make us look like paupers. This, we completely, the New Deal completely changed the way everything worked in the economy in the United States because it was destroyed. Social Security came about as a result. I mean, look at the way the unions took over. Nobody had ever talked about minimum wage before the New Deal changes in the 30s before the Second World War. And then going into the Second World War and coming out of it, my God. Those, for any of you that think we're heading down, it's not a good path that we're on, but it certainly isn't the worst one we've ever been on. I don't think.
Well, a lot of people want people to believe that we're caught on the horns between communism and fascism, that Joe Biden is going to bring in a wave of communism to the United States, and that the Republicans are going to make us fascists like Hitler. The fact of the matter is that's the problem, this hyperbolic description of the worst ends of left and right. You know, left and right are normal. The American Democratic Party and the American Republican Party have long histories of playing a role in keeping a certain stasis of balance between the legitimate spectrum of American popular opinion and political thought. And we got to get back to thinking that way, as opposed to this nonsense that the communists are at the gates and we're about to be taken over by China and the commies. And or if we don't do that, we're going to be destroying the planet. We're going to go down the drain. Climate change is going to existential is another word that you hear a lot, and we're ruined. Then we got to stop thinking like this. And a little bit of knowledge about history will show we, as Doug is pointing out, folks, is that we've been here before and we've been here under worse conditions and we've survived.
Yep. Now, having said that, looking at some of the things that are ancillary to this discussion, the aftermath of the attack number two on the Capitol, and who is involved. I think this is a fascinating demonstration of how government doesn't work and how out of control some of these departments are. They're like on an island, the Secret Service, and they're palsy-walsy with Trump, some of them, and the Capitol Police, and they were being maneuvered by Maxine Waters and the mayor of Washington and all of this stuff, the terrorist watch list. Did you look at that? Did you see and the FBI did nothing about it. They knew who was on all these people that were in Washington on the terrorist list. Good God, well, who's in charge here? Who's running these agencies and doing their job? It doesn't look like most of these people are doing their job, does it? What do you think?
No. Well, obviously a lot of people weren't doing their job because what happened at the Capitol, one of the shocking things about it was that it wasn't resisted, that there was no prep for it, and they should have known better. So, now, as to whether or not it was an inside job, to one degree or another, is the real heavy-duty issue here, and that could be absolutely shocking. Mm-hmm. There's evidence to indicate that there were police in that mob.
Yeah.
There's evidence to indicate that some of the members of the mob might have had ties to people who are members of the United States Congress. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of it. I'm just simply pointing out that
pretty obvious.
This is in the air, you know. So it'll all come out. It'll all come out. It'll just come out over time.
Meanwhile, if you live in New York and you ride the buses, the number one story there today isn't anything to do with any of this stuff. A bus, it's like a movie. Did you see a picture of the bus dangling from the overpass? There was a crash. And so there were 50 people on this bus, and the driver, I guess, had some injuries. But if you see the picture, this is one of the things about, I guess, the social media or the impact of instant news.
Did Spider-Man show up and save them?
Captain America.
The dangling bus is like one of the major iconic... bus.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right, exactly. That's what it is.
Don't move. Yeah. Don't move. Get move over to the left. I mean, I should make fun of that.
No. It's kind of like a scene from Speed. Remember when...
Great film.
Yeah. All right. We'll pause for a moment. Remember, you can get this list at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 45 after the hour.
Oh. Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse. Because of the cookies and the bread, exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread, you're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, Michael, quickly, what's on the podcast, the Michael Harrison interview this week, the MH interview?
One of the up-and-rising stars in talk radio, Eric Erickson of WSB in Georgia, and his own network show that he has across the state of Georgia. Georgia's a hot spot in politics, and he's a conservative who's not afraid to tell what is his truths to the Donald Trump crowd.
See, like,
and
it's we talk about the old, that. Like, Neil Bortz and that cut out of that Georgia cloth? Is it he coming from that
I don't know. It's been a while since Neil Bortz. Let's just say he's part of the coming wave. He fills in for Rush.
Does he?
He's a cool guy. Yeah, MHinterview.com.
That's the story. MH stands for Michael Harrison, here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's time for Chuck Curry to join us. Movie Moments on the DJV program. That's the theme from the television show Bonanza. Why did they ever make a movie of this? I'm surprised there hasn't been a movie or a reboot of this. You know, or is the Kevin Costner show that's on Paramount, is that the new version of Bonanza?
That's close enough.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so Bonanza, what do we have in our in your kit and caboodle of stories that affects us?
Actually, Doug, this day in TV history, 1973, Bonanza aired its final episode after a 14-season run, 440 episodes, not the longest-running show on TV. I think it ranks around 16. Believe it or not, the animated The Simpsons is now the longest-running TV show of all time by far.
How many seasons?
On the air. 22, been on the air since 1989, 695 episodes. Other long-running shows, Law and Order, SUV.
21 seasons.
Regular Law regular Law and Order
went 21 seasons. How long has SUV been on? Pretty, like 19 seasons or something?
Since 99.
Yeah, okay, so that's 20. Yeah. That's 22 years, so longer than the original. And, that's very interesting. Westerns go ahead.
NBC's ER ran a long time, I think, for like 15 or 17 seasons.
Well, hasn't Pompeo, whatever her name is, hasn't that
show? Yeah, I think it's like 14 or 15 is getting up there.
Yeah. You know, you look at back at the history, because when I was a kid, all the things that were on television were Westerns. And I remember and this may hold the record still, Gunsmoke, which was a creation of some of John Wayne's pals. John Wayne was slated to be the Matt Dillon character, but he didn't want to be in a television show, so his stuntman was Arness, and he said to Arness, you do it, and Arness was smart enough early on to buy into the show so that at the end of the day he controlled it and owned it. And they got, I think, 24 seasons out of that, if I'm not mistaken. Wow.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up John Wayne and Westerns. It's interesting, and you say you remember Westerns fondly, when Wayne's career mostly was Western, and he did a film in 73, his last movie, which is my all-time favorite John Wayne movie, The Shootist.
Yeah.
It was a beautifully poetic look, really, at sort of, it was a microcosm of the character he played and also Wayne's career.
Yeah.
And then when John Wayne tried to go into the next phase of his career, which is the cop movie, which is theoretically the new Western, Brannigan, and he did one or two others.
Three or four.
Yeah. It was a tough sit because he was, the Western was like a comfortable old shoe for John Wayne. People knew him. He loved it. And then the Western sort of phased out, and then the cop movie became prevalent in the 70s. He tried that. I liked him in it, but it just felt a little strange seeing him in playing a cop other than the cowboy.
Yeah, yep. Well, those terrible toupees that he used to wear. Yeah, that didn't make it. When he had a hat on, it looked like he had. Like, there was more credibility to the hat than there was to the toupee.
None worse than Burt Reynolds, but I
understand. No, that's true. Right, yeah. All right, so this week, opening is the new Liam Neeson movie, The Marksman. What do you hear about that?
I haven't seen reviews, but I'm sure it's going to open, you know, for what things are. It'll be number one at the box office, probably open at around, I don't know, between $3 and $5 million. But Liam Neeson, 69 years old, he's reinvented himself in this genre since Taken. He gets nice paychecks to do it. He's a fine actor, a tremendous screen presence, and I'm glad he's doing these movies. I think there's a market. People like this stuff, and he fits the bill very, very well in this genre.
You know, you were just talking about John Wayne and how he fit in the genre of Westerns. The same thing can be said about Liam Neeson now in these the sort of modern day cop and robber stories, the genre that he's been in, the tough guy, he's going to win the day, and that's the way he presents in all these movies. He was in one 4 or 5 months ago, The Honest Thief, which I thought was quite a good movie, frankly. That was a good movie. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this one here because I think he knows how to do this. It's kind of like the good actors who do, whether it's television or movies. You know, I have my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's the star of that new NBC show, Debris, and because he's involved in my business with me on the farm, you know, we talk pretty much every day. And when I call him or talk to him, he's always on the set, you know, and he's like literally seconds. He'll talk to me for 15 seconds. He's got, no, I got to shoot a scene. and he just goes into it. It's like he's he's an actor. And that's, you know, guys that are good at this, they just can slide from one thing to another and they make it all work and very believable. So kind of like you, Chuck, you make this discussion very believable. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Moments, an important part of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.